倦怠な夢の後の何もない世の中じゃそうは愛しい思いも負けそうになるけど静かしない。
Hello everyone and welcome to Special Manga episode 13 of Lost in Translation. I'm May.
And I'm Sporky.
And Sam is unfortunately not with us due to timing issues and Sam being really busy. We were unable to get Sam on, which is a shame, but Sam will bear with us in spirit.
Indeed.
So we're only 2/3 of homeostasis, or rather homostasis, where this the more lesbian version.
Yeah, leaning lesbian now, which is the story of my life.
Aww.
Well, happy birthday.
Anyways. Yeah. Oh, yes. I have that in my notes. I was just about to say that it's my birthday, the day we're releasing this, hopefully. We can but hope if anything goes wrong and it's not up on my birthday, maybe my birthday will move. I don't know. But no, this should be out on June 6th in the morning, Australian time. If it's not, I'm sorry. But yeah, so that's a thing. We can mainly just jump straight into the synopsis if you're ready, Sporky.
I believe so.
And I feel like this is like an ongoing thing where we have like a podcast episode on one of our birthdays. It's like a...
That's true.
So chapter 19, Army is stressing out about not protecting Pichimon as you and Tsurugi are getting to a system world. Barbamon's pretty excited because he wants the Digimemories and he thinks he's going to get them because of course he does. He just thinks they're coming straight to him basically and he's pretty excited.
Hmm. Makes sense.
No one is sent to prison for saying that Tsurugi and you will be able to defeat Barbamon. And it turns out that Pichimon has fused with Neo. And it's oddly horrifying. Like, I feel like this happens once per volume where something just terrifying happens. It's just sort of...
It's true. I'm into the payoff on this, though.
Yeah, like, I don't know. It just... Oh, man, they really upped, like, the body horror. Like, V10 was all about gore. But, yeah. Like, next is, like, just body horror.
I'm really into it.
Yeah, it's pretty decent. Like, it's interesting, to say the least. Maruxmon says that because they're working together, they're equal to 5 or 10. So this is referring to Tsurugi and Yu's power together.
Yeah.
And that's really good. Like, I'm always a big fan of, like, the bad guys actually acknowledging the power of the good guys.
Yeah, definitely. That's, trying to quantify it, like, that's a little weird, but I appreciate it when you know, they respect them.
Yeah, or they're not, like, being surprised, like, oh, how can they be so strong for children? Like, no one's actually saying that. They're saying, oh, no, they're really strong because they're working together.
Mm-hmm.
Rice Greymon's fighting Zanzibarmon, and his sword reflects the attack. Zanzibarmon says that his sword has killed 99 dragon Digimon. And it's like, okay.
God,
and
I guess really Rice Greymon.
Yeah, Rice Greymon is not one of his 99 dragon Digimon. That's a joke. I'm sure there's a joke in there somewhere that I just made.
He's got 99 Dramons, but... Rise Greymon 8-1?
That's a good... There we are. That's okay. The joke I was trying to make. Well done. I don't know how it is, like, very early in the morning for you, and it's in the evening for me, and I'm the slow one in the... I'm just, like, sitting here going, bed.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
So, Mac Galgamon's Chrome Digizoid fist breaks on Chaostromon, so it's like... To show that the strongest thing in the world is apparently not strong enough for Chaostromon.
Yeah. Yeah. Very dramatic. Much drama.
Yeah, very dramatic. And Zanzibarmon attacks and breaks the Digivice.
Oh, I'm so into that. That should be such a strategy.
Yeah, I'm surprised that more bad guys haven't tried to do this. Like, hey, that thing is causing the Digimon to evolve and seems to be, like, this connection between the human and the Digimon. We should destroy it. Like... Why isn't any... Like, there are two things that bad guys have done maybe, like, once each, basically, which is attack during evolution, which Diaboromon did in our war game, and breaking the Digivice, where I think this is the only time this has happened, because Digivices have broken before, but usually because of the tamer, like, having some...
Yeah, Frontier froze it, and then it came, you know, it came back... And there was the time Ken stole Dice Gaze.
Yeah, and then there's, of course, Takato's Digivice shattering when when he's basically being taken over by despair is probably the best way I can say it, or being taken over by rage, or you know, he's having a bad time, but it's not like, yeah, Ice Devimon froze them. Yeah, that's right, yeah. in Frontier. That's good. Do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do more better. Of that. But yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's Frontier.txt. Do that, but better.
Yeah. Yeah. But at least they tried. Also, the dub episode of that was good because of Christopher Walken, the Ice Devimon. Then we see that Noron has two Digimon twins, which, again, we have the product placement, which seems to be sort of next steal. Like, hey, you know this thing? You can buy it.
I'm really into that. It's yeah. so bad.
It's so naughty. I'm just kind of like, I own those.
At one of these years, I will actually get some real Digimon merch. At this point, I have a couple of crests, or a crest, and, did you see the picture of the thing that I sent you?
Yes,
where they made my avatar. One? Yeah, it's so cute. It's
adorable. So cute. Then in chapter 20, Noran's saying that the Digimon twin is meant to be given to two heroes who complement each other.
Okay.
Yu is then telling Chaostromon off for not knowing the importance of life, and this is really great considering, like, this is a very small child and he's yelling at this giant dinosaur robot.
It's very, very good. I feel like they're trying to set up, like, some question here about who's gonna get the other twin, but it's just obviously gonna be Yu.
Yeah, it's obvious. It's Tsurugi and Yu, because, you know, they're kind of the main characters. The first chapter had of this volume had a character say, hey, they work really well together, and now there's Noran saying it needs to go to someone who and two people who work well together. Like, it's I guess it could be a show,
but right, like, I think they're trying to set it up as being show, and that, I mean, that was just never gonna happen.
Yeah,
anyway,
Digisoul revives Mac Galgamon.
Oh yeah, because he got poisoned and we didn't really mention that.
Yeah. Oh yeah, sorry, I missed that.
But, yeah, he had, what was it, a virus you just can't heal from except when you do?
Ah, the script.
Yes. It's right there.
It's like a Hikari script, right? The Hikari, the plot's happening. Oh, time for Hikari's illness.
Yeah. They brought it back, though. One more time.
Yeah, one more time. Just once more with feeling. He have some script.
God, so I finally saw that movie. Yeah. It's so bad.
Oh.
Anyway.
It could have been better. Anyway, yes, not about try now, about next. Yu knows that metal transmits because he's really smart, and he knows how it transmits through sound. So he gets Mac Galgamon to howl at Chaostromon, which kind of, like, rattles him around. And I love this.
So good.
Because we already know that Yu's a bit of a nerd, and he reads a lot because he's in his room but all the time because he's not well. And, I don't know, it's really nice they actually have some tactic besides just like, hey, punch him harder.
Mm-hmm.
Punch him, but I will scream while you do it, so we have emotions.
Yeah.
No, this is like, hey, do a thing because he's made out of metal and you make a lot of sound. Cool, you did it. Great.
Yeah. Then Pac-Man
Show.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
No, yeah, you can go ahead.
Okay. Oh, I was going to say, and then Show shows up and smashes his own Digivice, and it's so good.
Yeah, and that's like, I guess you're right about, like, them trying to say, hey, the twin could go to Show. I'm just like, we haven't really seen any, you know, working together from Show and any of the other characters, so that's true. Think so.
Yeah.
However, Show's able to evolve Pekmon to Ultimate without a Digivice. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So we get Ravemon.
I like Ravemon. There's some melodrama about that's going to use up his own life and whatever, but, it's fine.
It's okay. He's a protagonist now. He can do this.
It's good.
Yeah, it is good. The start of chapter 21 has Merixmon saying that he hates humans because there was a Chibimon who was abandoned by his tamer, and he said how he used to be a Holy Angelmon because he's now a fallen angel. This Chibimon died and Holy Angelmon couldn't help. And then Barbamon, and this is sort of a bit similar to Show's backstory, is that a character is really sad. Barbamon shows up and says, hey, we can get revenge together. Here you have this power. So Barbamon evolved this Holy Angelmon to Merixmon.
Yeah. I'm calling it right now. The Chibimon was abandoned by Alternate Universe Daisuke.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised. That's really sad. I don't want to think about that. Because I like Vimon.
Yeah, me too. Vimon is way too good for his partner.
Yeah. I mean, he was sort. I think he was Ryo's partner first before Daisuke, right?
He was.
Too good for Ryo as well.
Yeah, kind of.
Sho rescues Noron, and meanwhile, you and Tsurugi are cornered underground. Yu burns away his Digisoul, and then Noron shows up to give them the Digimon twins, because surprise, these two work well together.
Go figure.
So then they evolve their Digimon too, and this is something that hasn't been seen before when we were watching Savers, but we get Victory Greymon and Zed Garurumon. This is cool. I mean, like this.
They're pretty good.
Yeah. So chapter 22 starts, and they aren't listening to Tsurugi and Yu. And Barbamon says they're too close to God, so they won't obey humans. And then we see Yggdrasil's design, and I was like, oh no. It's the weird shape design that we had in Savers, where it's just like a diamondy thing.
Yeah. I'm not into that design, or most of Yggdrasil. But then it turns out to be great.
Yep, and I can't remember where I wrote it, but I definitely thought, I'm like, oh,
yeah,
Sporky's going to want to cosplay Yggdrasil.
You've got that written in the chapter 24 notes, and I felt very called out, but it was good.
It's true, though. Like, so it turns out Noron is Yggdrasil, which actually surprised me, even though I've read this before, I didn't actually remember that detail.
Yeah, I ended up getting spoiled on it, and so I was not saying so last episode. It's so good.
I was just like, oh no, Yggdrasil's like going to be bad. Turns out Yggdrasil's really good.
This might be the only time. A good
character. Yeah, this is a good Yggdrasil, which does not happen. Like, good as in not like, good as in alignment wise, but good as in written not badly.
Actually, I think it might be both.
Yeah. Well, she's also good. Yeah. Oh, Saber's Yggdrasil was brought around.
Okay, fair enough. Anyway, so then Noron tells Tsurugi to remember why they're fighting, and then is it here that they all remember 3 years ago when they had that one conversation with her?
Yeah, they remember like 3 years ago, yeah.
I can't. That one conversation being like the foundation of this whole thing is just hilarious.
But it's also like a Digimon thing where for some reason characters can't remember things that happened 3 years ago.
That's true.
Like, the prequel happened, like, I think 3 years before Adventure, and none of the kids remembered except for the youngest one for some reason.
Might have been 6 years.
The two youngest.
But, yeah. Definitely not good.
Oh, yeah. I feel like Joe should have remembered because he was old enough to be on the
phone. Joe definitely should have remembered.
Yeah. And Joe's, like, the reliable one. Mm-hmm. What gives, Joe? So Tsurugi says the Digimon are friends, family, and comrades, and he's fighting to protect the place where everyone was, and he wants to fight to protect his friends. And Tsurugi then says that Noron is the true Yggdrasil, because Barbamon says, no, but I am Yggdrasil too, and everyone's like, I am Yggdrasil, and like, no, Noron is Yggdrasil. She does not run because she's Yggdrasil.
Well, the real Yggdrasil, please stand up.
And Noron stood up with her head held high, and she says, Sporky will cosplay me.
It's true. It's very true.
Yeah.
Plus, if I do that version that doesn't have all the bondage leather on it, I can probably actually be allowed into the convention.
That's great. We should do that. Definitely. We should try and like meet up in the real world at some point, and I'll cosplay Tsurugi or someone.
Ah, that'd be so good.
And I'll have like a little Agumon toy. It'll be cool. Because I've got an IC, and I've got a Mini, and I've got an Agumon, so
nice.
I've got goggles.
Right. See? I'm into this.
Make it happen. I'll go to America one day.
Okay.
Again, because I like America. Huh. I like Americans.
I don't, but I have to live here.
Americans like Australians, which is really nice.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, there's a Jim Gaffigan stand-up once, and he says that people, like, don't like Americans except for Australians who like them so much you probably should consider like what their judgment is.
That's fair.
Because like we like Americans, like they're fun.
Mm-hmm.
They're nice, they're polite, I like them. There are some Americans I don't like.
Yeah, sure.
But all the Americans I've met, pretty cool. Obviously I'm speaking to an American literally right now. In the ear version, not the seeing version.
Alright.
Yep. Anyway, back to next. So, Barbamon attacks Tsurugi, but Victor Greymon saves him, and it turns out that he's accepted Tsurugi. And I have no idea why I wrote this, but maybe it Maybe it was funny to me when I've made this note, but it says, "You do not have enough badges to tame me."
Yeah, okay. It's a Pokemon joke. I like it.
Yeah. And Neo is awake.
So,
chapter 23.
It's weird.
Children in the real world are still trying to find out what happens to Tsurugi, and the monitor shows Neo, and Neo is incomplete. He absorbs Barbamon, and now we find out he only needs the 2 Digimemories. And I'm just noticing at this point that Zed-Garurumon has not done anything.
No, and kind of just doesn't. Also, this is very our war game.
And I like that. I kind of like where we get the point where the worlds are kind of crossing over and we have people in the real world, or the human world rather, looking at the digital world.
Yeah. Yeah. Needs more Miyako, but, you know.
Always needs more Miyako.
Exactly.
You and Tsurugi's feelings revive their Digimon because Neo starts absorbing them. And then they mode change to Zed-Garurumon attack form and Victor Greymon combat mode. Army is calling out to Pichimon and says that Neo should remember because Neo has Pichimon inside of him. And he should still have Pichimon's memories. So she calls out and she gets her own Digisoul. And then Pichimon evolves within Neo. Army did something. She has Digisoul.
Yeah. She kind of ends up saving the universe.
Yeah. And because everyone's sort of like, "Hey, Army, don't do that. You're being dumb." And she's like, "No, but feelings. And this is Pichimon. And I have, like, Pichimon and I are friends." And everyone's like saying, "Hey, Army, don't do that." And she does it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
she does something.
The power of friendship is an important theme.
I mean, it's Digimon. The power of friendship, I feel like, does save the day a lot in Digimon, but
they earned it a little bit here.
Yeah. And also, like, we had all the foreshadowing with Army, like, loving her Digimon, so that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I like that even at the end, her whole thing is she's still not fighting, she's just trying to just like her Digimon.
Yeah.
Works out really well.
Yeah, it's nice. So in chapter 24, and this was pretty cool, all the Digimon who are within Neo, like all the Digimemories that he absorbs, start to disobey. Like Angelmon's there, and Neo says that his arm's disobeying him because that's Angelmon, and then all of them start disobeying.
It's pretty good.
And then both Holy Angelmon and Zanzibarmon overcame the brainwashing,
mm-hmm.
but actually Zanzibarmon says that he was never brainwashed. He just refuses to simply accept anyone without the warrior's code. I'm like, geez, okay. He's like, yeah.
No, I'm just a
dick.
You didn't
have to convince me. Yeah. So all the Digimon are fighting, and Yggdrasil in no run, like, grows a dress. And yeah, this is where I noticed, like, oh yeah, Sporky's going to cosplay this so hard.
Yeah. Not even cosplay, I'd just wear that dress.
Yeah, true, just wear it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Never take it off, except for obviously washing it.
Yeah.
Unless you get multiple.
Oh, that'd be so good.
And you can, like, wear them and then, like, swap and interchange.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get the much-loved Digimon trope of, hey, look, the human world's in the sky.
Yeah.
It just happens, like, all the time in Digimon. And I kind of like it. Like it.
I'm into it.
I guess it shows you how serious whatever's going on is.
Yeah. Things are getting real.
Yep. Things are going down. And then Neo destroys the universe. And that's the end. The end. Okay, no, it's not. So in chapter 25, Marine Angelmon sends a signal through the mini. And they open a digital gate with their Digisoul. And the group do a twin charge with the Digitwins. And Neo is huge. It's kind of like Giant Ray in End of Evangelion.
Yeah.
And then so Zed-Garurumon continues not to do anything.
It was pretty funny, at the end of 24, I something went wrong with the thing that I downloaded, so I just didn't have chapter 25, and I was like, that doesn't seem right. I had this thing that reminded me of when I was a kid, where my copy of Final Fantasy VIII was scratched or something.
Uh-huh.
But so you could fight the final boss, and, you know, it would start going into the ending cutscenes where, you know, Squall goes back to his childhood, and Ultimacia gives her power to Idea, and she becomes, you know, a witch as a result. And then he ends up, like, lost in time, and he just walks around in this void. And in my copy, he just walks around forever. And I thought that was the end of the game, and then Squall basically died.
That's depressing.
I was so into it, though. That's such a good ending for that story. He worries the entire time, oh no, what if my feelings for my friends aren't strong enough to get me back to, you know, my own time? And then he was right. He was a shitty person, and he died for it.
Aww.
And then later I found out that wasn't the real ending. I was like, you cowards!
Yeah, I think I like your ending. I've not played it, but I can sort of, from your explanation, I can kind of guess what...
Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting. I like that ending.
Me too. I was very disappointed in the real ending.
Except I like the ending in the Digimon Next, at least.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Next is fine. Yep. Universe gone.
So Neo is attacked. Yep. Pardon?
Universe gone.
Yeah, universe dead, the end. No. Neo is attacked by Victor Greymon, and he realizes that the future is hope and isn't despair. So Neo kind of becomes a good guy, I guess.
Yeah, I appreciate that even now they're not actually strong enough to just destroy Neo. They just convince him that he's wrong.
Well, he's the, like, he's meant to be undefeatable, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it makes sense that they can't defeat him. And also, he's probably, like, succumbing to them because, he's made of all the Digimon and they're also on the side of good, so he's also probably convinced by that as well.
That's true.
So all the Digimon memories are returned, including Pichimon, and Yggdrasil sends them home. Then when they're home, they have Digimon memories, but they're, like, again, instead of the IC, and Agumon's egg is in his mini, and it's really cute. But it's really sad, because the Digimon died.
It's true.
Or rather, they used up all their energy.
Yeah.
What were your thoughts?
Good. They don't clarify whether or not he Agumon remembers anything that happened now that he died.
I'd rather think that he will.
Yeah.
Or rather, I guess it won't matter. Oh, they can play online, though.
That's true.
Because I was going to say it doesn't matter if they're just toys, but if they can go online.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that part. So I guess that's good. They're going to keep seeing each other. So that's good.
Because so it's not like a farewell like it is in the other seasons, because the digital world exists as a game and they can still go in and hang out and stuff. But it's not actually said.
Yeah.
I'm just assuming that. That's just my own...
Canon sort accepted.
Sort of headcanon.
I'm really into Next. They should just make an anime of Next because it's kind of maybe one of the best Digimon things.
Yeah, and same with V-Tamer. Like, I feel like they should just, for the whatever the next Digimon season is, just
pick
do
one.
All the manga.
Mm-hmm.
Or just redo it, or maybe even do Ryo's story. Like, do the things that not everyone witnessed.
Yeah, Ryo's story would actually be really, really interesting to do. They're cowards, so that won't be the new thing to replace Try, but it should be.
Look, I'm just worried that the thing after Try is just going to be after, like, the next Try.
Quad.
Like, they're going to continue the story, or, with Quad or something, and I don't want that. Like, I'm done with it. Look, the only adventure thing I think I would like is, and I think I mentioned this on Twitter, is that if it was the Epilogue Children, and the Dark Genii brought back Diaboromon and Demon to, like, kill the children, and, like, to get revenge on the main chosen children, like, the adventure chosen children. And I'd like that. Or if we got, like, a pretty sad and bittersweet... prologue, which was the original Chosen Children, because that clearly didn't go too well for Maki.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that a whole thing about the original Chosen Children would be really good. That's kind of what Try should have been.
Mm.
Or alternatively, in the last episode, there's that new group of the kids who had the dark spores in them, and they all get D3s. And it should have been, and I think originally, at one point at least, it seemed like they were going to just have the next season be about Iori leading a third team.
Yeah.
That would have been so cool.
That would have been cool. But I don't know. Maybe it's because I didn't particularly, like, love Try that I don't want any more of those characters. I mean,
yeah.
If I'm with Mimi.
Yeah, Mimi and then my two amazing children, Dago and Maki.
Yeah, I really like the original Chosen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Wish that Next was available in video form. I don't think that they could do the body horror though, because that's not
that's
right.
Probably, like, true. At least not
Angelmon
all of it.
Yeah, the Angelmon, the Neo, it just, it's so much. But it's like, I enjoy it, but, like, it's horrifying. And I don't know how they do that in video form. And V-Tamer was really good, too. Like, that was... I think V-Tamer might be better than Next, but I feel like Next is shorter, so they have, like... Yeah. I don't know, it is...
V-Tamer is probably higher overall average quality, but I think Next has some higher highs.
Yeah, like, when Next is good, it's really good. V-Tamer is just, like, good
very the consistently whole time. Good, yeah.
Yeah, and Next had some moments where I was just kind of like, oh, okay, and I wish that Army was more of a character. I wish that she had, like, she got a Digivice too in that episode, in that volume that Pichimon evolved. Like, I feel like she should have had the Digivice then.
Yeah.
But I still liked that even then she still, like, basically she did something. Saves the world.
It did pay off that she at no point ever fights.
It's annoying that you did nothing in the last, like, couple of volumes.
That's true. Chapters. And
man, I can't... The episode's volume chapters? Why can't I speak? But yeah, Z-Garurumon just sort of sat there. Victory Greymon did all the work.
That's true. And then I feel like we didn't do anything with him being sick. Especially at the end.
Yeah. Yeah, like, no one ever explained, like, oh, is he gonna die? Like, he has heart problems.
Anyway, bye.
Yeah, anyway, yeah, bye. They all can hang out now. I'm like, no, you can't. Like, this... I feel like they almost forgot.
Yeah.
What I would have liked is that if they said, okay, and let's go home, and you says, I want to stay here.
Oh, yeah. That's absolutely what should have happened.
Because I'm probably going to die in, like, a week back at home. I'm bedridden. Life's pretty bad. I just take medicine all the time. Here I can move, I can do things, I can help with the trains.
Mm-hmm. Also, remember when I used up my own life force making my Digimon evolve?
Yeah, like, surely that burning up all the Digisoul. Like, yeah, all these things, like, they should have killed him, and what if they made his body weaker?
Yeah.
I don't know, just...
There was stuff they could have done with that didn't pay off, and that's unfortunate.
Yeah. I mean, as I said, like, I would have preferred if he just stayed in the digital world. Because I would, if I was having not a great life in human world.
Or in general.
Most certainly. Or in general. Like, the dude is, like, 8 and has a terminal illness. Like, come on. He should probably be staying in the world where he's alive, right? Mm-hmm. In this world where he can do anything. And he was so happy. And he actually said, like, in, I believe, maybe chapter 2. Volume 2. And he was like, I don't want to go home. I want to stay here.
Yep.
I'm able to do things here. I'm dying at home.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. He should stay. Oh, well.
But no, he's miraculously better because the script is done and the plot's over and he doesn't have to be ill anymore, right?
Apparently.
And that's, like, that's a negative. Like, I don't have many negatives, but just, like, oh, okay. And also, what happened to Sho? Like, he just sort of became Ravemon and then... didn't do any of the anything.
Was he even, like, there for some of that stuff?
See, I thought he died, but I'm pretty sure we see him in the last chapter, like, just being
with the
friends.
Yeah, I think he was there for everything, at least. I don't remember anything happening to him, but yeah, Ravemon happens, and that's cool, and then his part of the story was done.
Yeah. And but, I was like, I don't know, I feel like he was a big, important thing that happened in the plot. Okay, mm-hmm. We're just going to forget about that? That's fine.
Well.
I don't have any other thoughts. I have a lot of, like, good thoughts, but, like, just the negatives, I just... There are some negatives, and I think V-Tamer didn't have those negatives in terms of, like, what's better.
Yeah, they almost needed a couple more chapters to resolve everything.
Yeah.
But, oh well, it is what it is.
Like, it's still a lot better than... a lot of the anime, I think.
Yeah.
Except for Atmon, but Atmon's, like, pretty high up, and V-Tamer's high up, and Next is also high up now.
Mm-hmm.
But I think
it's... definitely not an O2 epilogue.
No, definitely not. It's probably better than Tamer's.
Yeah, it's certainly about equal.
Yeah, because Tamer's is definitely good, but I feel like, and I've said this so many times, that I feel like the Digimon fandom really overplays how good Tamer's is, because it is okay. It is good. there are good bits. It's probably one of my favourite seasons, and it was probably the favourite until Atmon.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just sort of... it's not as good as everyone says it is. It's good, but it's not like... There are better things to watch, basically.
The problem is that it was the best season of Digimon, and people don't like admitting that as much as I like Digimon, a lot of it is not actually that good.
No, a lot of it is not good. And Saviors is good, and I wish more people gave Saviors a chance. But yeah, you're right. A lot of people just held that high as like, oh man, all of Digimon's good, so this is the best season. That must mean it's really good. No, it means it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That things better, you liked when you were 8 sometimes don't hold up.
Yeah, it's better than okay, because I would say the try is okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because it, like, the first half of it really got really good, and then,
Yeah, I don't know what happened there, but...
Yeah, it's like they lost the original writer for the first 3 chapters, so they got some new writers, and, yeah.
Something, yeah.
I don't know, I could go on and on about, like, my problems with try, and that's sad, because... It's adventure, but it's like, oh, it's not that great. Cross Wars is good. I'm enjoying Cross Wars. Excited for the manga, because Cross Wars manga is apparently amazing.
Yeah. That sounds good. I've never read that one either, so that'd be...
Well, you should definitely continue being the manga person when I do the recordings definitely. About the manga.
All right.
If we can... I have them all on in the book form, but my Japanese... It does not have the ability. I can read some things, though, which is good.
Getting better. Yep.
Yeah, do you have any other thoughts or favourites?
I don't think so.
All right, well, I will say goodbye to Sporky now because I'm going to jump out of the chat so I can do the outro. But thanks for recording with me, Sporky.
No problem. Thank you very much. Happy bird bath. Good night, everybody.
Happy bird bath. Okay, see ya. All right, so next time, I think the next manga is Digimon Chronicle, but I'm not sure if I'll be able to get any access to that. So whatever the one after that is, I guess. So yeah, as I said, the only bird bath for this week is my own bird bath. The link dump's in the description. You can contact us and stay updated. You can email us at lostintranslationmon@gmail.com, or you can comment on this episode or message us on SoundCloud. You can follow us on @Translationmon on Twitter, and you can find us on Lost in Translationmon on Tumblr, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. We have a discussion thread on With the Will and a Reddit thread in the Digimon subreddit. And we would appreciate if you would review us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and any other podcast listening app that you use, because ratings really assist people finding out about the podcast. And we have a website. Vote in weekly polls, check out our release schedule, and check out our blog posts, though we haven't done a weekly poll for a while, but we do still do polls. You can donate to our Patreon with linked inscription from as little as $1 a month, and that gets you access to a list of Slack chat group, but there are higher levels, more rewards such as notes, early episodes, and more. And thanks to our Patreon supporters, Sam Krieger, Stevie, who is Stevie Padamon on Tumblr and takes commissions, Metal Mamimon, Joe, Anime Guy, who is Anime Guy Kurosaki, then the number one on YouTube, Chakwan, Hirolato, who is Hirolato on Twitter, Jason Morosky, Ryuchi, who is @FrostMoragic on Archive of Our Own and Twitter, Stephen Reeves, who is @Wildwing64 on Archive of Our Own and Twitter, Kaidawashi, Mac, Noam, Riku, Chisai, who you can follow @Chisai236 on Tumblr, Kyle, Delady Bugman, whose anime blog you can read at bugubaragu.wordpress.com, Tom, Glitchgoat, Azra McCool, Gene Hackmon, who hosts New World Sonata, a sci-fi fantasy audio drama podcast, Matthew, Anthony, who is @AntoClassic on Twitter, Lizmet, Alekmon on Tumblr, Sporky, Sithobi, Megan, Kyliak, Neobu, The Time Optimist, Silverheadfreak25, who is @SHF25Tweets on Twitter, Harvey, Nicholas, Anthony V, Harrison, Michael, and Michael C. You can also make a donation on our PayPal, which can be found in the description. It's paypal.me/edgemon. Make sure to listen to the podcast. We'll see you guys next time. Bye!